Thanks for coming to this. We hopefully will be a very lively event. My name is Bob Zurich. I'm with IBM, and we really appreciate you coming out pretty early in the morning and fighting with that traffic, although I guess it'll start winding down in the next week. If you have kids, they're all excited about this last few days of school, some of you, and of course, those of you that have people in colleges, especially freshmen, are going, wow, what a year. So hope everybody enjoys their summer, has a good time, and takes time to spend time on the internet learning about all kinds of new technologies and whatnot. I'll get through this pretty quickly. This is our second annual event. As you recall, some of you may have attended the event at Babson. We had a very large show there, and we hope to continue the momentum behind this particular cluster at the Mass Technology Leadership Council. And we're always looking for volunteers. So if you're interested, that gentleman in the back there, that's Tom Hopcroft. He's a huge help, very instrumental in the success of Mass TLC, and also great with helping us on the logistics. So Tom, I really appreciate all your help that you've given. Yes, thank you. I'd like to also thank our event sponsors, Choate and IBM, for being a sponsor of the open source cluster. And I'd really make a particular note about Microsoft hosting us here on this beautiful campus and just great room and the goodies. And by the way, speaking of goodies, I was mentioned by Scott Jamieson. Where's Scott? Thanks, Scott, for the facility and also Ted, who I'll introduce shortly. There's water down the hallway near, I think, a Pepsi kind of machine thing. So if you're thirsty, feel free, and need some water, feel free to go down there at your own time. The other thing is with the network, we have some time for a networking break. I think we're going to just turn that into an open source break, meaning just do what you'd like to do, and you know, if you need to use the facilities, they're right across the hall. That way we can keep on the agenda. You can, you know, go about your business as you need to, if you need some more coffee or whatever. Okay, is everybody okay with that? All right, we get agreement? All right, good, thank you. And then I think there'll be a lively networking session after we complete this. The other thing I'd like to mention is Dan Bricklin is here podcasting and recording, and it's important to know that Dan is a instrumental trustee of the council and an advisor and participant in this cluster. He's been very helpful in giving us a lot of great advice as we kind of build out this cluster and deliver solutions back to our constituents. Okay. One other note of logistics before I introduce Ted. Mark Worthington. Mark, where are you? Over there. If you're a lightning round participant, please be sure to see Mark if you haven't spoken to him already. Okay. And we certainly appreciate everybody that's participating in the panels and the lightning rounds for coming today. Okay. All right. Any questions? Any comments on logistics that I'm forgetting? Anybody? Okay, good. It's a real pleasure to introduce Ted McLean, who's the general manager of Microsoft, runs this whole campus. He's responsible for sales, marketing, services, all the things that go with being a general manager of a pretty strong and organization within Microsoft, leading the whole Northeast region. And it's a real pleasure to introduce him, and I really can't thank you enough for hosting us here. And Microsoft is very engaged in the discussion around open source, and I think Ted will make a few comments about that. So thanks very much, and a nice round of applause for Microsoft. Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Good morning. Welcome. My name's Ted McLean. I'm general manager for Microsoft here in the region. And just, you know, as a starting point, Microsoft has a fairly good size footprint here in Massachusetts. We've got about 600 people working in and around Greater Boston. So this Waltham facility really kind of represents our headquarters here in the Northeast. We've just down the road, about a mile down on Winter Street, we've got our Microsoft Technology Center, which is a place where our customers and our partners from around the region kind of have the opportunity to come in and do some hands-on work in our labs there and really kind of road test some of our latest tools and technologies. And then, as many of you are probably aware, we've got a couple of development centers here in Boston as well. So a couple of years ago, we acquired a company called Groove Networks up in Beverly, Mass., and they're up there developing Groove, part of our office platform. And then in the city in South Boston and soon to be in East Cambridge, we've got a development team working on our virtualization software called SoftGrid. So kind of gives you a sense of what we're doing here. So, you know, when you got the invitation to this event, open source, special cluster, you may have scratched your head for a second and go, Microsoft, that's kind of curious. But when you really kind of dig in and think about it, it's not so crazy after all. And as I think about it, I think there are kind of three really great things that come about from our ability to participate in a meeting like this. I mean, one is just really around the technology community. The second one's really around connecting better to our customers, which is really what drives all of us. And then the third thing is really just creating a great platform for community here in Greater Boston. And so when I talk about just the opportunity for community, you know, the work that the Mass TLC has done, that Tom Hopcroft's doing here today and Joyce Plotkin does every day, just kind of reaching out there and really ensuring that this community as a technology community is vibrant and growing and is a place that is unparalleled around the world in terms of the innovation coming out of it is really important, and we're excited to be a part of that. I think the second thing is just around customer connections. So I spend a lot of time going out and talking to our customers, and the number one thing that they ask us to do a great job of doing is really recognizing and then coming forward with solutions that reflect the fact that they live and operate and build fairly heterogeneous environments that in which they expect our software and our platform to interact and play and interoperate with lots of other technologies that they may have adopted, they may have somehow inherited through acquisitions or other activities, but they want us to be able to work well together. And so it's very important that we're part of the dialogue as well. And then finally, around collaboration, there's huge opportunity for us to learn and to collaborate from each other in this community. And over the last year or so, we've announced a number of technical collaborations with open source companies such as Sugar CRM, ZenSource, Zend, and as many of you are aware, Novell. And even internally, we're doing things a bit differently over the last couple of years. And our development teams are, in fact, releasing source code in some cases. So recently, we released Ajax Control Toolkit, which is a developer-focused set of tools. And it was made available on CodePlex. It's actually been the biggest download of any kind of Microsoft generated OSS project, received about 70,000 downloads in just the first 3 weeks of being available. So, you know, today's really just an opportunity, again, for us to strengthen our community, build stronger connections with each other and think about our customers in that regard, and just really better collaborate. And so for that, you know, thanks for being here, and thanks for coming together here. Lastly, we have a number of local resources that are engaged with this group. Scott Jamieson, who's co-chairing this cluster together with Bob. Later on, you'll hear from Craig Dillon, who's our Director of Enterprise Solutions here. He's sitting on the panel. And we've got many, many others focused on our ISV communities, our academic communities, and folks down at our technology center. So I encourage you, you know, if you think of things, ways in which you think we can and should be collaborating, you know, by all means, grab one of these people or feel free to reach out to me.
And my email is tedmack, T-E-D-M-A-C, at Microsoft.com. So with that, thank you. Enjoy your day. Thanks for being here. There are some good snacks back there. And if you need anything else while you're here, just grab one of the Microsoft people or ask someone at the front desk. So with that, I'm going to turn this over, and the real day starts with Karen Copenhaver, partner at Choate Hall & Stewart. And she's going to get us going here with our first panel. Thank you.